I'm Michelle Longtime for Daily Market Wrap this Wednesday, February 21, 2024. Stocks in Asia traded broadly lower on Wednesday as the tech-led retreat on Wall Street spilled over into the region. Chinese shares outperformed after policymakers took more steps to inspire investor confidence, with Chinese banks ramping up support for the troubled property sector. Ahead of the hotly anticipated results from AI darling NVIDIA, HSBC reported fourth-quarter earnings plunging 80%. Shares fell as much as 4.2% in Hong Kong. Here at home, the PSE index gained a little over 0.5% or 43 points to close just 3 points shy of the 6,900 mark.
Despite the low volumes, relatively low volumes, I do trust this rally. The fact that prices are holding above the 6,800 level already and are staying there for the last couple of days are indicative of maybe prices are merely just consolidating before we continue to move higher.
I think everyone is starting to bet on the property in terms of surprises, meaning that it is really going to pick up. For those that are still defensive, probably they're looking into the banks. But I think if you look at when I looked at the Bloomberg consensus price estimates, the bank prices are already near the fair value of a lot of analysts, whereas the property sector has room to catch up. Strictly speaking, if we put it at 6,000, you have to be at 7,200. So that condition has to be met. For me, at least, aside from that, I would want the volumes to still pick up. If we can trade close to 8 to 10 billion, if the foreign are dominating, then I think we could say that we're in a bull market. Actually, just to put it bluntly, you know it's a bull market when you don't even have to ask. I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be some profit taking soon. And for those who are waiting, I tell them to watch for two particular dates that are coming up. So next week is the MSCI rebalancing. So wait at closing. Probably there's going to be some overselling of some particular issues. And mid-March, it's going to be FTSE. I think some names are going to be removed. I think that's an opportunity to buy those names.
Meanwhile, Standard Chartered sees 100 basis points in rate cuts by the Banco Central this year and a 6% full-year GDP for the Philippines, making it among the fastest-growing still, next to Vietnam's 6.7. Big picture, the bank is more optimistic, seeing a soft landing with risks for the U.S. economy, saying the Fed's cuts will come not because of a weak economy, but already moderating inflation.
I'm expecting 100 basis points of cuts from the BSP, with 25 basis points starting in June, and then 25 basis points each for the next three meetings of the year. And I think a few reasons why we are expecting the BSP to essentially cut rates. I think first, if you look at the month-on-month inflation trajectory, that is starting to show signs of disinflation. Even though the year-on-year inflation number may still be above 4% in Q2, for example. But I think if you look out ahead, forward-looking, you could see that inflation is probably going to fall below 4% sustainably. So that should give the BSP a bit more room to cut. The second thing is, with the Fed probably cutting, we are thinking starting in May, that should also put a cap in terms of dollar strength. And we do expect a weaker dollar trend to probably emerge a bit more sustainably once the Fed pivots and start cutting. Which means that dollar peso is probably going to be a bit less under pressure in terms of peso depreciation against the dollar, which should also allow the BSP to move because they don't have to worry about imported inflation, disanchoring inflation expectations because of a weak peso.
In corporate stories, the Securities Exchange Commission suspends nearly 118,000 corporations for non-operation and non-compliance with reportorial requirements for more than 5 years. The issuance of the suspension order follows the end of the SEC amnesty program, which ran from March to December last year. Meanwhile, Globe Telecom partners with AI-driven communication solutions partner GMS to revolutionize the landscape of customer experience for enterprises through an omni-channel suite powered by AI. This covers conversational AI tools like chatbots, leveraging GenAI for content creation, analysis, and insights. And finally, mass housing developer 8990 Holdings expands its share buyback program by another 12 months, ending February 2025, and by up to 7 billion pesos. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.